Hello, and welcome to the Sleepy Stories with Daddy podcast. My name is Stephen Batt, a.k.a. Daddy, and I'm here with my four kids.
Ava,
Sienna,
Camden,
Gavin.
And we hope you enjoy today's story called The Rainbow Belt. I am here tonight with a little boy named, what's your name?
Gavin.
And how old are you?
I'm four.
He says he's four. I think he's two, but that's okay. All right, well, tonight's story is called The Rainbow Belt. Ooh, what's that? What's a rainbow belt? What do you think? I don't know, huh? Well, once upon a time, there was a little boy named Gavin who was just 2 years old. But he had an older brother.
About Camden.
Yeah, he had an older brother named Camden who was 4 years old, right? Camden's four and you're two. So Camden did all sorts of stuff that baby Gavin liked to copy. Everything Camden did, Gavin was right there to learn from his big brother. They went to Little Kicker's soccer on Saturday mornings and they both wore the same identical shirt.
Bump nose.
Oh, yes. And one day, little baby Gavin even bumped his nose. He didn't like that. He fell and tripped into the wall. Boom. Ow. But his big brother Camden was there to help pick him up. Are you okay, Gavin? Wah, wah. Lollipop, please. Okay. And so Camden gave him a lollipop and rubbed him on his head and said, it's okay, buddy. You're going to be all better soon. You're going to be tough like me, aren't you?
Yeah, tough like Camden.
Mouth.
Yeah, I banged my mouth too.
Well, anyway, like I was saying, Gavin learned everything from Camden, including a little bit of Taekwondo. Camden had started taking martial arts earlier in the year, and Gavin would go every time to watch him. He would sit there attentively listening, learning all the Korean words and the different movements, and he wanted to be out there so bad, but Gavin was too small. So Master An, the leader of the Taekwondo studio, said, Gavin, you keep practicing with Camden. Do a very good job, and one day you will get special reward.
Okay,
said Gavin.
Touch it.
I want to touch it, said Gavin.
Oh, yes, one day you will touch the special reward, said Master An. Well, they were getting ready for Taekwondo one day, and Camden was excited because he had a big test today. He was going for his orange belt. He was going to get a new belt. But first, he had to do Kibon number what?
Two.
Yes, two. Kibon number two. It was a form that Camden had been practicing every day at home. Down block. What do you say?
Down block. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Down block.
Yeah.
And Gavin would be right behind him.
Down block. Oh, yeah.
Copying his every move. And then Camden would practice his jumping jacks, and Gavin would be there counting. Can you count, Hannah?
No. Shit.
He might have skipped a few numbers, but he was all in and there to help Camden get ready to earn that orange belt. So on the day of the test, all the family showed up to cheer on Camden for his big test. They drove in Daddy's big blue truck to get there. Big blue truck is named what? What's the big blue truck named?
Sonic.
Yeah. So they drove the big blue truck named Sonic to Taekwondo. The whole family was crammed in and Camden was feeling a little nervous, but Gavin was so excited to watch.
Camden, Kibon number two?
Yeah, Gavin, Kibon number two, the one I've been practicing all this time.
Good job, Camden.
And Gavin reached out to give him a high five. He was so excited to watch his big brother break the board today. So he was going to have to do his Kibon number two and some other things and then end it with the board breaking. And this was a new strike that Camden had just been learning called the palm strike. It's where he took his flat part of his palm of his hand and bam, right through the board. He was so nervous to try it.
Bump nose.
Yes, bump nose. Well, before I can continue on with the orange belt test, I have to rewind to a few days earlier.
Bump nose.
Yes, when Gavin bumped his nose. See, what happened was Daddy was in the garage with Camden and Gavin had run inside to grab something and he was around the corner and Daddy had been just teaching Camden how to ride his bike with no training wheels. So,
Lollipop.
Yes, I'll tell that part. So what happened was Camden was outside learning how to ride his bike and when he turned the corner into the driveway, the front of his tire clipped the curb and he flew off over his handlebars and landed on both of his hands. Bam! Right onto the concrete. Oh, he started screaming and there was blood and his fingers were all scratched up.
I have boo-boo right here.
Yes, a boo-boo on your pinky. Yeah. So Camden gets up screaming, "Oh no," said Daddy. "We need help. I need a Band-Aid." So Daddy shouts that out from the garage, and Gavin heard him from inside. "Daddy, I bring you a Band-Aid." And he comes running around the couch. But oh no, he tripped over the carpet, and he fell right into the corner of the wall. Boom! Oh, it hurt so bad. His nose might have been broken. It was bruised on the top, all along his eyes, and
about my
butt. A lollipop, a rainbow lollipop. They gave it to Gavin, and he felt all better, even though he had that big bruised up bloody nose. But older brother Camden wasn't feeling so good because both of his hands were basically shredded from the concrete and they hurt so bad they stung. He had to wear bandages around them, and the worst part was the palm strike test was coming in just a couple of days. So we fast forward back to the studio. They had just pulled in, and the normal parking spot that they like to park in was right in front of the Taekwondo studio. And Daddy liked that spot because he could back in and open the tailgate of his truck. And if it was a nice day, they would just sit out in the back of the truck and watch the inside the studio while they hung out and played in the truck. And they could see Camden doing his ninja work from right outside the door. But on this day, when they pulled up, that spot was taken by a delivery truck. The guy was standing at the front door talking to Master An, and Master An had the biggest smile I've ever seen on his face. He was standing there holding this rainbow-colored box and talking to the FedEx guy as he's getting ready to sign. Daddy reached his head out the window and said, "Excuse me, Master An, there's no other spots available. Is your delivery driver leaving soon? I'd love to park here." "Oh, yes, Mr. Bat. He's leaving right now." "Oh, okay, thank you. We'll pull right in." And so it was so lucky the FedEx truck was leaving. Master An had this rainbow box in his hand, and Daddy went ahead and backed into the spot. And Master An greeted us. "Oh, you're the first one here again, Camden. You're my all-star student. How are you? Give me 5. But he stuck his hand out, and Camden slowly raised his out of his pockets, and Master An saw the bandages wrapped all around his hands. "Ah, yes, Camden, I am so sorry. Charlotte told me." "Charlotte told you?" See, Charlotte was one of Camden's schoolmates, and she had invited him to her birthday party at the Taekwondo studio just a few months back, and that's how he had gotten involved. So Charlotte had seen Camden's beat-up hands at school and told her father, Master An, that Camden was hurt. "It's okay, Camden. I have a surprise that we'll talk about inside." "Okay." So they get inside, and Camden starts taking off his shoes, and the family's lining up to sit on the front row to watch. And Camden's looking a little excited now, where before he was looking a little down about his busted up hands. "Oh, Gavin, what do you think is in the surprise that Master An's going to give me? Do you think he's going to give me a trophy?
Trophy, yeah.
Gavin said, trophy, yeah. But he truthfully wasn't sure what a trophy even was, I believe. Okay, we'll see. So over the next few minutes, all the rest of the kids and the parents filed in. There were about 8 kids in class that day, and they were all going to be testing for their next belt. So Master An took turns calling up the different kids. Jackson! Cigarette! And all, Keegan! And finally, after everyone had tested, there was one person's name that hadn't been called. His name was Camden. Camden, please come up. Master An greeted Camden as he bowed and walked out onto the mat. Camden, you ready to begin your test?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Kibon number.
2.
Master An looked up and gave him a smile and a wink. 2, sir, said Camden. All right, begin. So Camden started his form. Down block.
Down block. Ayah.
Master An gave him a pat on the back. Yes, very good, Camden. Okay, next, 10 jumping jacks, please. Count out loud.
Hana, 2, 3.
And Camden counted in Korean all the way to 10 while his brother was cheering him on, sitting on his daddy's lap. Go, Camden, said Gavin. Camden knew he wasn't supposed to talk, so he looked back and gave a little smile and a nod. Okay, Camden, now for your final test. You must break 2 boards, not 1, with your bare palm.
Master An, but my hands are all broken. How am I ever going to break 2 boards?
Ah, yes, Camden. Do you remember at the beginning of class when I told you there would be a special surprise?
Yes, sir.
Well, do you remember that FedEx driver that was making the special delivery to me?
Yeah, I think the outside.
Yes, Camden. He gave a snap of his finger, and one of his assistants ran off the mat into the back. Mr. Camden, I would like for you to now go get your brother Gavin and bring him out onto the floor.
Oh, okay, sir.
Camden, Gavin, I present you with these.
Okay.
Camden slowly opened the box.
Da-na-na-da-na-na-da-na-na-da-na-na-na.
He reached in and pulled out 2 rainbow-colored belts.
Master An, I... Oh, rainbow, said Gavin. Say rainbow.
Rainbow.
Yeah, he was so excited about the rainbow belt, he pulled it right out of Master An's hand. Oh, hold on, Gavin. I have to tie that for you. It's a special way.
Master An, I don't understand, though. I thought I was going for the orange belt.
Yes, Camden, you are, but because you've been such a good boy and your brother has been such a big cheerleader for you, cheering you on, I present you both with these rainbow belts. And Master An tied the rainbow belts around their waists.
I still don't understand, Master An, said Camden with a big smile on his face, a confused smile.
Now, Camden, each color of the rainbow represents a special power. These rainbow belts can give you powers you never imagined possible. And because your hands are beat up, I felt that today would be the special day for the belt. Go ahead. Press. Color red. So Camden reached down. What? He realized that the different colored parts of the belt were actually kind of squishy. And so he squished on it. And when he did, he could feel his fingers and hands healing right before his eyes. What? Yes, red is healing power, said Master An.
Wait, Gavin, you try.
So Gavin looked down at his belt.
Yeah, push the red one.
So Gavin reached down and grabbed the green one.
No, Gavin, that's green. The red one, this is red. Ah, yeah, red.
So Gavin pushed on the red button on the belt. And when he did, his nose and underneath his eyes all started to heal. It was no longer hurt. No more bruises.
He could squeeze his nose and it felt just fine. He could smell again and everything was perfect. Right, Gavin?
Yeah.
You boys are very special and I know that you will only use this rainbow belt for good. There is on the back a special key that tells you which power goes to each color, but I'm sure after just once, you will never forget again. So, Kemden, is there another power you would like to try before your test?
Green.
Yes, green color is super speed. It allows you to go very, very fast.
I don't think I need that. What about that one, orange?
Oh, orange is super strength.
Super strength? But I've got to break two board.
And then he got an idea.
Yeah, I want to push the orange one.
And so Kemden pushed it. And when he did, he felt a sudden jolt through his body. And he could feel his muscles getting a little stronger.
Whoa, my arms are growing. This is cool.
Gavin watched in amazement as Kemden suddenly became a very strong-looking four-year-old.
Master On, I think I'm ready for my test.
Okay, Kemden, line up here. What is your strike?
Palm strike, sir.
Yes, the palm strike. When you're ready, both boards, please. Kemden pulled back his arm. He could feel the muscles pulsating.
Boom!
He hit the boards and they snapped in half in an instant. And the person holding him almost fell onto the ground.
Whoa, said Kemden.
Master On was beaming with a big smile on his face. Ah, Kemden, the belt works very good. I'm so impressed. And Gavin, remember to always be a good boy and listen to your mommy and daddy. And follow Kemden. He will teach you the way. Okay, Gavin?
Okay,
he said. All right, boys, enjoy your belts, and we will see you next time. But first, Mr. Kemden, I present you with this certificate and your broken boards and this orange belt.
Wow, said Kemden.
Master On tied the belt around his waist.
But I only think I want to wear the rainbow belt from now on.
Ah, yes, Kemden, I thought you might say that. But remember, the true ninja must start from the bottom and work their way all the way up through hard work and respect. Understood?
Yes, sir, he said.
And with that, Kemden was invited to bow to the flags and back to the parents, and he walked out with his orange and rainbow belt hand in hand with his little brother Gavin, who was so excited. And they went on to explore all the wonderful powers of the belts the rest of the day and lived happily ever after.